Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Raja Krishnamurthy, the congressman from Illinois' 8th District, is on the line. Congressman, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, John.
Talk to me about this family from Elgin that was in Gaza, and my understanding is they're now in Egypt. Who are they? What's happened?
Yeah, so we have constituents, the Rauschenberger family, who had relatives, including the niece of Carol Rauschenberger, who's a city councilwoman in Elgin, who was trapped with her husband and five children in the Gaza Strip as the bombing was going on over the last few weeks. We worked as hard as we could with the State Department to get them out through the Rafah crossing, which is the crossing between the Gaza Strip and Egypt. And fortunately, they were able to make it out. And we are all very happy, although we have a number of families of other constituents who are still stuck in the Gaza Strip, and we're trying to help them as well.
How long had they been in there then? We know of the Evanston mother and daughter that were able to get out or were released by Hamas relatively early. In fact, they were the very first, but it sounds like these people were there longer, huh?
Oh, yeah. They were there since October 7th, since the horrific terrorist attacks in Israel on October 7th. And so pretty much starting the next day onwards, they were notified by the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, that they were in the blast area. And so they packed up, they moved from house to house to house towards the southern part of the Gaza Strip. And it was a harrowing journey. There's no water or electricity in the multiple houses where they resided during that time. And as I said, they had five children with them. So we were elated when we learned of their being able to cross into Egypt.
How close were they to the fire, that is, missiles coming in or other munitions from Israel? Were there some near misses? Did they talk to you about that at all?
They told us there were explosions that they heard nearby. And I think it's a minor miracle that they were able to escape unharmed. As you know, unfortunately, there are others who are not so fortunate. But I think that the problem that we have right now is that there are, unfortunately, a lot of families of our constituents still stuck. There are also other foreign nationals in Gaza Strip, and we need to get them out. We need to get aid into the Gaza Strip as well.
Where are you on a ceasefire or a pause? Those are different things. A pause assumes that the fighting will continue, but let's get aid in and people out. Where are you on that, Raja?
I think as a start, we have to have a pause. Right now, the Israelis do not want a ceasefire. Are not going to agree to a ceasefire because they feel that there hasn't been accountability for October 7th. They haven't neutralized Hamas. But at the least, we have to have a pause so that we can flow the aid in and get people out, especially the hostages.
They also, as I understand it, Israel's position is free all of the hostages, and then we'll stop shelling. I don't know if that's the current strategy or line from Israel, but that's certainly what we've heard. What do you make of that?
I certainly can understand why they would want these hostages released. I think that, you know, it was just so terrifying, mortifying to hear about these hostages being taken from southern Israel into the Gaza Strip, including toddlers and children and even very elderly people. At the same time, now you're having thousands of casualties, John, thousands of deaths, including children, including women. And we have to do whatever we can to spare the innocents. We might disagree about other things, but I hope we can at least agree on one thing, which is that we have to spare innocent civilians on both sides, on all sides.
Okay, I'll let you continue to follow that as we will. I also just wanted to mention this. Have you watched the Netflix documentary, Big Vape?
I have, and I was featured in episode 4 of Big Vape because I was the first to launch the investigation into Juul, which helped to bring it down in terms of its targeting of youth in the United States.
It's a multi-part series on Netflix about vaping. Big Vape, The Rise and Fall of Juul, J-U-U-L, of course. I think I was surprised when you got in front of this that this would have the legs that it did, because I thought at the time that vaping was a reasonable alternative to tobacco, but there you were railing against it. And so then
I remember when we talked about it several years ago, and I remember these conversations. But the thing that I still 100% believe in is, look, adults can make their own decisions, John, but don't target our kids. Don't go after our youth. And that's unfortunately what Juul and these other vape companies did. And, you know, our children are not for sale.
So what they were doing was making strawberry. Was that it? Was it the flavoring of the vape materials, or was it the marketing of the vaping materials?
All of the above. So they did a number of things. One is that they introduced numerous flavors for the e-cigarettes. Then they spiked the nicotine content. Then they went into schools and tribal reservations and other places where they could get exposed to youth. And then finally, they mimicked almost the entire marketing campaign that the combustible cigarette makers had used at one time, including Marlboro, successfully to target youth, you know, 20 and 30 years ago, to get them hooked on the combustible cigarettes. Mm. And, you know, we discovered this during the investigation, went after them. To their credit, the Trump administration was the first to take up our investigation and put in place the first regulations curbing marketing to youth. And, of course, the Biden administration built upon it. But the one problem that we have right now, John, is that, unfortunately, there's a flood of e-cigarettes, disposable e-cigarettes coming in from the People's Republic of China. And so now I'm going after those as well.
Good luck to you on that. And congratulations, I suppose, are in order to you and all of the people that were involved in helping get the Rauschenberger family out of Gaza. Thanks for your time today, Congressman.
Thanks, John. I have a heck of a staff, and I'm so elated about their coming out of Gaza Strip.
That's Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy from Illinois' 8th Congressional District.